B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, Bob.
Ah, jeez. Ah, if it isn't the Pine Island King himself. What's going on there, dude?
Man, I got to tell you, I feel like my life is going to hell in a handbasket.
It's always been that way, hasn't it? Your life has always been
that. Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. It's been pretty good.
All right. What do you got for me? What are you doing now?
You know, I think there's a special place in hell for a narc.
Well, have you ever narked? I mean, I know that you've been doing your business. What, you holding right now?
Well, I can't say.
I understand. But a narc, who's a narc?
Well, let me tell you what happened this past weekend over at the bar.
Okay. Now, the strip bar or the bar where you do karaoke?
Karaoke.
I gotcha. That's your home base.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically like management. I think they call me key holder because sometimes, I don't want to leave and I got to lock up
right by
myself.
Do you make extra money for that?
No.
Okay.
It's just a convenience factor.
Okay. Right. If you're staying there and the party's going a little long, they know it's safe for you to have a key and lock up afterwards.
Yeah, because I like that bar the best because I go to work and I like to party,
too. Yeah, they've always been that way. Sure.
And you know what? I figure if you can do both at the same time, that's what God intended.
Okay, good. What's the deal? A narc? You know somebody who's narking?
Well, you know, I was there, and I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I was having some drinks, but that's what you do in a bar. And then I see if they need helping out with something. Sometimes I just go right behind the bar or what have you.
Right.
And I went in to use a restroom.
Yeah.
And my God, I go in there and I look over at the stall.
Yeah.
And there's feet.
Feet in the stall. Yeah, that's somebody.
Feet poking out from the stall.
Yeah.
And, I went over to the urinal, and, I was just melting some ice, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
And I had a little buzz going on, so it took a little while, but I was damn near overwhelmed by the odor.
Uh-huh.
And this guy don't seem like he's going anywhere. I didn't even see them feet moving, so when I walk out there.
Yeah.
I yell over Sheila.
Who's Sheila? Who's Sheila, by the way?
Oh, she's a new bartender.
Okay. Have you taken her out yet?
No, I'm taking it easy on that one.
Okay.
I haven't quite made up my mind. She's right on the edge of being a little too old for me.
How old is she?
Probably about 35.
You're like in your 60s.
Well, I like what I like, brother. From what I hear, you'd understand that out of anybody. And so, looky here.
Yes, sir.
I come out of the men's room. I yell over to Sheila. I said, hey, I think we got an active, active sitter.
Yeah.
But that ain't what, it's close to that, but that ain't the word.
Okay.
It was an active, you know.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, brah.
And that, that's restaurant and bar talk.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
Anyway, this old pipsqueak of a man, he just get up and leave. And then the next thing I know, woo, whoop, whoop. Yeah, they come right inside the bar.
Okay.
And they come in there all tough, and they go, we got reports of an active shooter in this bar.
What? An active shooter?
Yeah, and that's not what I said. I said an active.
Oh, wait a second. It's okay. So they misinterpreted.
So I explained to them what it was, and I don't even think they believe me. I said, you don't believe me? Go in there and look.
Yeah, and take a whiff.
And they did go in there, and they opened up the stall, and the son of a bitch had passed out on the throne.
Oh, yeah, that happens. You get a little too much. You start sitting there, and. Yeah, those feet
and
ain't
so,
moving.
And so they say, yeah, I see what you're saying, but this little pipsqueak said that you said there was an active shooter, and that's inducing a panic. It's like yelling fire in a theater. And they said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead. We're going to run your name through the system, and if it comes back clean, We won't charge you with nothing.
They're going to run your name through the system?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that probably lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And?
Well, of course, it shows up, you know, the probation, all the things I've ever done, you know, going all the way back to the 99 X-Fest fiasco.
That's a lot of years ago.
And so, you know, I don't like jewelry too much, but I was wearing bracelets that night, if you know what I mean.
I do, yep.
And so now, now I'm back reunited with my old probation officer. And she said that working at the bar don't count as a real job because I'm just drinking all the time.
Yeah, I thought you didn't get paid. They let you do your karaoke there. You get little tips in the jar. You sing, and they just, because they know you, they let you go and, you know, be a key holder.
So looky here. Now, my PO, she's a good enough gal.
Uh-huh.
But she says, look, brother. You are going to have to show me a pay stub or you're going away.
You have to produce a pay stub.
Yeah.
But they, you don't have one.
No. But see, before, at the same strip center as the bar, there was a laundromat there.
Yeah.
And I would pay the guy to run the laundromat. I would pay him like $20 a week, and then he would write me a pay stub.
That's elite. Okay. All right. So you would get a pay stub that said you worked at the laundromat.
Yeah, but he went out of business because it turns out people like to do laundry at home.
Yes.
I think I might have a job lined up. I at least got an interview at this pay here place where they have television sets and washers and dryers and sofas.
I'm familiar with it. Careful on the interest. You know, you pay by the week, but you find out that you pay, like $1,300 on a $200 set. But the thing is, how's that helping you now when they thought you screamed shooter at the bar? How's that help you now?
I was never charged with nothing to do with that, but it gave me an excuse to run my name.
Yes.
And they say that because I was, intoxicated, it was a violation of probation. And I beg to differ with them. I'm as sober as a judge.
Yeah, sure. So did you, when that happened, did you have to spend the night in jail?
Yeah, I mean, I was there a couple hours. They all know me there.
Right. And then you got out, and now you're looking for a real job at a buy here, pay here appliance and electronics store.
Yeah, I forget exactly what it is. I think it's probably a week from the day. I already burned through a whole week, but I think by next week I got to show a pay stub.
Okay.
And so on Monday I'm going into this place rents washers and dryers and television sets and sofas and futons and bar stools.
I'm aware of that. And try to get a job, or do you have the job?
Well, I think I already got the job because he said I'll schedule you for an interview, and he wouldn't do that if he was just messing around.
That doesn't mean you have a job, though. I mean,
but he said, if you're coming in for an interview, especially if you're going to work here, that proper attire is required.
a t-shirt ain't going to cut it.
Well, I have worn nothing but hunting apparel for the last 40 years.
Just throw on your cleanest pair of dirty pants.
Well, now look here. Everything I got's camo, brother.
You can't work a retail floor in camo, can you?
Well, I got one old boy said he'll donate a pair of shoes and a tie.
Okay, good.
And then I realized, what am I going to do about the rest of that outfit? Besides the fact, I don't know how to tie a tie.
All right. Do you want to know how to tie it?
Yeah.
Do you know? Here's the easiest way to tie a tie, brother. Just take your necktie, put it underneath your collar, your camo collar, and then you do the first turn that you would normally make for a noose. And then just pull it through instead of wrapping it around and around and around and around. You just do it once. That's a single Windsor. And then just
pull it. Oh, so all you got to do is make a noose out of it.
Kind of like that. Kind of like make a noose. And then just cinch it up right up to your neck.
Well, that sounds a lot simpler than they was making out. The gals at the bar was saying, well, you got to do it this way and that way.
Well, yeah,
that sounds much simpler. There's... Thank you, sir.
And so when
now,
you...
look here.
Yes. You got a
belt? Well, I haven't gotten that look here. I haven't gotten that far yet. But we got the tie taken care of.
Yes, we got the tie. Yeah, check.
Now,
yeah.
I got these fancy shoes. They're real shiny. The guy said that he forgot to return them with a rental tuxedo.
Okay,
that,
those are patent leather shoes.
Now, how do you tie them?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it, Kate, Quake, and Chowder. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it, Kate, Quake, and Chowder. Stand and hit it, Kate, Quake, and Chowder. Stand and hit it all afternoon. They don't pay for nothing in my way.
Just like my grandpa used to say, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I'm a little hoarse today.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah,
all
right.
Thursday edition. My name is Stan. There's my buddy Haney. Dave just holding up a stool.
Yeah, dude.
Doing nothing, as usual.
Good man, Dave. Yeah.
Hey, appreciate it. Somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely nothing. A lot of standing around with your hands on your hips.
Well, he worries a lot.
About what? Well, I can't go on the air and say what he worries about.
Please.
It was so bad last night. He brought me my cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And he had to have a goodies because he couldn't take it anymore.
You don't even know how to take a goodies.
Yeah, I do, bro. Yeah, I do.
I've seen it's you powder, here man. Trying to take a goodies.
Well, that one day
and
was
you
a mistake.
Choked to death.
Because it went down in my windpipe, man.
You don't know how to take it, man. Yeah, that's the way you're supposed
to be. You feeling better today?
Yeah, man. I had a migraine yesterday bad.
Well,
what's a migraine?
Just a headache, man.
Is it just a headache or a migraine? Two different things.
It was a strong headache, excuse me.
Like a cluster headache?
Yeah. So you took goodies?
Yeah, when I got the Haney's, I was like, brother, man.
Yeah, at your house, you got any Bovrin?
No, just goodies, which is bad because when it's late at night and I got a headache, I got no choice. I just take a goodies.
Yeah, and that's hard on the stomach.
Yep.
We're a Bovrin. It's in the name. It buffers.
I see with your goodies, you got a dose of caffeine in there, too.
That's true. It gives you the jumps.
Yep. Well, I call them the yips.
Yep, that too. So yesterday, the mail's being delivered, and Mary up front's going around, and she's got the mail, and she's dropping things off, and get an envelope. Now, I ignored the envelope yesterday. It was some chicken scratch on the envelope addressed to us, your name spelled wrong.
You sure it wasn't from Brad?
No. Nope. Nope. And all, you know, the N, you know how like a
we've made that mistake before.
Dyslexic kid will do the backwards N and all. And so I ignored it.
I'm not clear on this. Was this just an envelope? I mean, did it have postage on it?
No, it had postage. It was postmarked in Fort Myers.
Addressed to us, but sort of.
I got the envelope in the other room.
Poor penmanship.
Is that what you're saying? Yes, here's what the address said. K-Rock, Fort Myers. I don't even think it had the street address on it. Might have had Stan and Haney Boulevard on it. And at the very bottom, to Stan and Hanye.
Okay. Kanye, huh?
And
because you know I've gotten mail because our post office is so good and we're such good friends with them. I've gotten mail where it's nothing more than my name.
I know,
and it's delivered.
So I had it sitting on the desk yesterday. It didn't interest me. It's just an envelope, and I don't even know if there's anything in the envelope. So I'm, if you can call it that, tidying up today.
Well, you know, the one thing you do know is that it's been through security and all that.
But I opened up a corner, make sure there's nothing coming out of it.
Yeah.
And there is a handwritten letter. The envelope had no return address. The letter is handwritten, well, as best he can do. And it's unsigned. And I go, what the heck is this? So I read it. I'm going to read it to you.
I don't like you being a snob about penmanship because, you know, my penmanship isn't the best.
I haven't read anything.
Because I remember when they were trying to correct my penmanship and I said, look, back off. I'll have a secretary to do that stuff.
Yeah. And you got Dave.
Yep.
And Dave is hunting peck.
As long as it takes.
Yeah. Here's the letter. Hanye. Stan and Haney. I happened to catch your show. I left out a word. I want to make sure. I happened to catch your radio show last week as I just flew in. Both of you were wondering how the whole Russia hoax was started. I happened to be in the same room when John Podesta, campaign chairman, told Hillary that Trump didn't really win, but we are going to say the Russians stole the election. This was passed on to rank and file, and even CNN focused on the Russians. It was to be used on all talking points and to just keep blaming Russia. It's too funny. A great hoax. Left unsaid.
There you go. Stan, what you have identified as poor penmanship.
Yes.
It's actually tradecraft.
Is it? Tradecraft. Yes. Okay.
And we appreciate this patriot.
Yeah.
Giving us the inside information.
Yeah, patriot. See, that's all it is. Nondescript envelope, no return address. What are you shaking your head at?
I'm just worried that letter may be laced with something, man.
Well, I feel fine now.
Do you?
Yeah, I've been handling it now for a good hour and a half. I feel great. I feel wonderful.
You seem almost euphoric.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. My eyes glassy
Well,
like yours,
Dave. Why, Dave? You want to touch it, too?
Yes, my eyes.
You look good.
Yeah, they look just like yours, all glazed
over. Hey, bro.
We got to take a break.
Do we got to?
Yeah, we got to.
All right.
Yeah, well, we'll be back in just a second.
You know what? We get this high-level intelligence. We're off to a good start today.
Yep, sure are.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes. Whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Coming up on the show today, in about an hour, we'll play Stan's What's on the List, give you a chance to win a prize. Got the 4 o'clock safe word later on today. Our question of the week.
Can I have a couple of minutes just to set my head right?
Sure.
Because, you know, every once in a while, I just need to do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's like it's the only prescription for the fever I got right now. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy when you go 1, 2, 3.
You mean ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs.
Early stereo.
Enhanced mono.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Oh, it don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi-yi. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Yeah, the way you
sing. Better, Dave, you don't get that, or is your seat smelling? Did you leave a sissy?
He's sniffing the seat.
Yeah, he might have left it. Did you leave it?
Bro, somebody's been sweating bad in that thing, man.
Leave a sissy in there?
No, that thing is reeking, bro.
You're interrupting my song. Stan, can you turn up my headphones a little bit?
Sure, sure.
Do I want to bum, 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 bum? The bass man sounds a little slow, doesn't he?
Yeah. Blunted.
Yep.
Oh, it don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi-yi. Hey, Mr. Bass man.
Yeah.
I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I want to be a bassman too. I think I'm really with it. Come on, Mr. Bassman. Now I'm a bassman too.
That's what he sounds like. Thank you, Haney. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
You see, it's absolute hell in my head, Stan.
Yeah. Glad you got that out of there.
Yeah.
You need somebody to clean your house? We got the people for you.
Say, that carpet looks old and worn.
Yeah, I've been thinking about throwing it out, but I don't know what to do with it.
Have you thought about trying Carpet Munchers?
Carpet Munchers?
Yeah, they're a new cleaning and disposal service.
How does it work?
They'll haul your old carpet away and shred it with a high-powered lawnmower engine.
A snapper?
Exactly. And when Carpet Munchers peels back the layers, many carpets have beautiful wood floors underneath.
That sounds extremely satisfying.
It is. And Carpet Munchers isn't afraid of diving in and finding that sweet spot in your home, making your floors look beautiful.
Will they clean up after?
Absolutely. They'll clean windows and doors, but don't look for them to polish any knobs. Carpet Munchers. Schedule your appointment today at 1-800-OH-YES-YES.
Every time we like to welcome new sponsors on board.
Sure.
These
sure.
Salespeople will go anywhere.
That's going to be stuck in your head now, Dave.
Uh-huh. Damn right.
Nothing stays there too long, though, right, buddy?
What does it sound like in your head?
Well, right now?
Yeah.
Don't push my buttons. A dentist in New Jersey put up a racy Easter display outside his office. I mean, it featured five mannequins with lingerie and bunny ears. This is a dentist. But a woman across the street didn't like it, so she decided on her own to take it down. While a local news reporter was covering the story.
We are in Clifton, New Jersey, and as you know, Easter is just 2 weeks away, and a local dentist is getting a lot of attention because he's deciding to celebrate Easter with a few mannequins who are dressed in only lingerie, bunny ears, and of course the fishnet stockings. People want it down, and some people think it's allowed. He's allowed to do this.
Are you sure you want to do that? Why are you doing this?
Because it's disgusting. I live across the street, and it's not
enough. Uh-oh. You don't want to interview Ma when she's angry.
Nope. Dateline Jackson, Mississippi. It's true. Citizens are on alert because someone, and they don't know who, are leaving random bowls of mashed potatoes in people's front yards, like a pile of.
Well, you got to put a stop to it. This could escalate.
People have found mounds of mashed potatoes on their porches, in their mailbox, on their cars. No one knows why. And some people are worried Maybe the mashed potatoes are poisoned. They don't know.
I mean, this neighborhood does a lot of quirky things. We decorate caution road signs. We put Christmas trees in our potholes. So it's not surprising at all, and that's why I love this neighborhood, because they do so many strange things. But it's definitely one of the weirdest things I've seen since living in Jackson. Found it on their porches. They have found it on their mailboxes, on their cars. We don't know if someone's just playing a prank or if someone just had a lot of leftovers. We're not quite sure.
I was headed to work, and there was just a styrofoam bowl of mashed potatoes on the doorsteps right there. Some people were thinking maybe the mashed potatoes were poisoned to kill animals. I didn't taste it. You know, I have a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it. But some people were worried.
Remember the last time I was there?
In Jackson?
Well, I ended up handcuffed to a fence in Mississippi.
I don't like practical jokes. When I had the fire extinguisher in high school, that was the end of it.
Oh, they're a lot of fun.
They were a blast.
And it wouldn't be the last time you got in trouble for having fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
With a fire extinguisher.
That was all inclusive.
Well, I remember when I knew you here.
And I had fun with a fire extinguisher?
Yes.
What did I do? What did I do? I don't even remember. What did I do? Do we want to even talk about this on the air? What did
Probably
I do?
Probably not.
What did I do?
I don't want to go into necessarily what you did or didn't do, but hypothetically,
yeah.
Could you ever see yourself spraying a fire extinguisher in the direction of a gentleman named Tony Allenhole?
I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
You were blamed, for the record. And then you were lectured on how much it costs to refill those things.
I do remember the lecture, but I know I didn't do it.
Things stick to you.
I know it. Things I didn't have anything to do with.
Bunch of wild Indians.
Yeah. So it was a summertime, Dave, at my high school.
Right.
And the janitor left the one of the doors open when they were, you know, inside mopping around. So troublemaking Stan. You and I would have gotten along well back in those days.
I guarantee you.
I took the fire extinguisher off the wall. They weren't in cases in those days. You didn't have to break the glass.
Honor system.
They were just on
a hook.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was the fire extinguisher.
They were a lot heavier then, too.
They were
like
a scuba tank.
Yeah.
And they were under pressure, water pressure. And I had that. Me and my a-hole buddies thought it would be a good idea to use this in a destructive way.
Right on.
And so we went
Well, if they're dumb enough to leave it sitting there.
So it start... Yeah, that's the way I looked at it. So we started off at the community pool where the parents were picking up the kids from spending a day at the pool. And we'd go around with the tank in the car and hose down the parents.
Well, do you mind if I change background music as you're telling me this story?
Sure.
Because it puts me in mind of it.
And so then...
So they're picking up the kids at the pool.
And we would go and hose them down and drive. That was just kid stuff.
Good times.
So then there was a...
Boo, 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 boo.
Then there was a kid named David Thompson who everybody hated. He ranked just...
Was he a kook?
Yeah. He ranked just above Hobomb. So we knew where he lived, the neighborhood he lived in. So we went up to...
Do you have a nickname for him? Or was just David Thompson enough?
No. His name was Stork. Because he was really tall, skinny, and had a beak nose. We called him Stork. So me and my buddies... Of course, I was the nozzle man.
Well, you probably were smart enough to get first dibs.
Yeah. And so I was the nozzle. I had the nozzle of the fire extinguisher underneath my right armpit and holding it.
Fireman style.
Yep. And then behind me was another buddy of mine holding the tank. And then behind him was the lookout, make sure everything's okay. Went up to the front door, rang the doorbell, and his father answers the door. Said, "Is David here? We're a couple of his buddies." "Now, David's not here right now." "Oh, that's too bad." He comes running out. We go running out into the woods. And then the one.
That's too bad.
Too bad.
Then the one that.
Too bad for you.
And then you know my downfall on that.
Oh, the woman?
Where I was driving my dad's car.
Yep.
And my buddy.
And you were looking for trouble.
Was riding shotgun with the tank.
Yep.
And so we saw a girl riding her 10-speed bike along the side of the road. And we pulled down, start to ask for directions, and then hosed her down, and then we took off.
Yeah, peel out.
Yep, drive
by. And thought we made it scot-free. Stupid Stan didn't realize that my dad had a personalized license plate on the car with just three letters. She found us. And I get the call, phone rings at the house, and my old man answered the phone. And I had to get on the phone and apologize to the woman.
Don't you hate that when you're forced to apologize and you don't mean it?
And all my other buddies who were right in on it got off scot-free. Not me.
The only thing that could have made those events better in your life is if this was actually playing as you did it.
Yeah, I know. Cruise ship.
Carry on, Stan.
If you had some gigantic idiot following you around going, bah, 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 bah.
Six guys got trapped in a broken elevator on board a Carnival cruise ship last week, and they started getting testy with the crew. The crew on a cruise ship, they're port of call. None of them are in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll board in Tampa or Canaveral or Miami, but none of them are port of call in the United States.
A lot of funny talk accents.
Yes. And so the guys are in the stuck elevator listening to crew members who are difficult to understand telling them that they have to wait.
What, a whole group of them trying to change a light bulb?
Yep. Yep. Pretty much so.
That does not sound good.
Who cares?
Oh, no.
Hey. Oh, all right, can you open this door?
Yeah, yeah, well, yep. Don't touch anything.
No, I know that. No.
But listen to us.
No.
To build you up, then when we're up, we will open the door.
We could probably open it, is all I'm saying. I'm not saying we're touching anything. I'm letting you know we could.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for us being here.
You can go out.
Well, earlier you said we're going to be stuck in here all day long.
5 minutes more is not going to die anymore.
Oh, no one's going to die. Yeah, how do you know? You're not in here.
Okay. You know, any time that there's something really bad going on in your life, that guy's there. The slightly off actor.
Yeah.
No. It's fine. It's fine.
No problem.
Don't worry. No.
Okay, you're gonna have to listen to this, but once you pick up on it, it's annoying.
What, like boo 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 boo?
Not blatant.
Oh, okay.
There was a pro tennis tournament going on in Morocco. It is the Grand Prix Hassan II.
What the?
I don't know. And during the match yesterday between a French guy and a British guy, you could hear during the match one of the commentators eating. He's slurping, smacking his lips, chewing right into the microphone.
Next pony service.
Hey, Hal.
Yeah.
How's that spin dip?
It's pretty cool. I don't know that he's ever in years talked about it, but Sean Penn was on Conan talking about Spicoli and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and how he based that character
on Dave.
Yeah, pretty much off of a real guy. And so Conan started asking him who the guy was, and did he know him, and did he ever see him again? And so here's Sean Penn talking about the real guy who was Spicoli.
Yeah, there's a fella who was rhythmically aligned with that character. He was kind of an extraordinary... And so from the time I was 17, I would see an awful lot of him. And I surfed. I knew him.
Have you run into this person since?
2 months ago. I went out for a surf. Coming up this trail, fell in his kids and family, very well-spoken guy. And he says, Sean, how are you? And then he said his name. And it was him.
Yeah.
I would never have thought that anything normal was going to come from that show.
Yep, calm down. Got a wife and kids now.
It's kind of disappointing.
It is. It should have been Dave.
Well.
Nothing's changed.
Nah, Dave is there for us, proving that some legends never die.
Yeah.
Damn right.
You don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah,
Dave,
I do. You know what? He made some serious and solemn vows when he was about 13.
Yep.
And that he would skate and thrash forever.
Never going to grow old, bro. Never. Why?
You heard Matt Mangus in the hallway just over the other side, and he, you asked him, hey, man, I'm living life. How old do you think I look? And Matt looked at you, well, 45.
Damn.
Yep.
I don't look 45,
bro. I'd peg you for a 45-year-old.
I don't look 45.
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Do. You're all graying up.
Graying? I dyed my hair, man.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
What are you looking? Come on, Mark.
Nah, you're, as far as I'm concerned, you're always going to be 13.
Damn right.
And that same thing Dave thinks, too.
But I worry about you when you get on the skateboard now that you're going to crack your skull.
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. Yeah. But it's all good, though.
Because you can't just skate. You got to go and, you know, kick the tail.
No,
and
I got to hit launch ramps, man.
Grow up.
Never.
Somebody died earlier this week. That is part of game show history in a bad way.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did he live so long?
I don't know.
Because that was in the 50s, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. Charles Van Doren passed away. He was 93, and you're saying, who the hell's that? Who's Charles Van Doren? Well, if you saw the Robert Redford movie Quiz Show a few years back.
That's more than a few years back.
He was part of the big quiz show
scandal. Because back then, Americans were so honorable, they couldn't believe that someone would cheat.
For 14 weeks.
And it was a huge scandal.
For 14 weeks, he was winning money. In the six figures, they said today's money, it'd be $1 million.
Didn't it start out where the guy was legitimately winning and people liked him? And it was then that the producer stepped in and said, we can't take a chance on this guy losing out.
Well, they brought this other guy, or they brought the guy that was winning, I think his name was Stemple. And they didn't like him. And they went to Charles Van Doren and fed him the answers. Little interesting story about this. When the game show scandal hit, and they were giving away huge amounts of money for the 1950s, when game shows were allowed back on television, they weren't allowed for a while. The maximum
nearly destroyed our great Jack Barry.
Yep, the maximum you could win was $25,000 for fear that there would be another game show scandal. Here's a clip from that show 21 in which Charles Van Doren was slipped all the answers. The host of that was Jack Barry, who was literally driven out of television and became an incredibly bitter man. Here's a little clip about this. Charles Van Doren, dead at 93.
Pizarro discovered the Incas.
Right.
And the Incas lived in Peru.
You are right. And the leader of the civilization, which would give you 21 points if you get this right.
So I guess I guess that Atahualpa was the leader of the Incas at the time of the conquest.
That's your answer, Atahualpa?
That's right.
Then you've scored 21 points.
And he was fed all the answers. And it was discovered.
Nobody knows that answer.
He was on the cover of all the magazines, this superhero. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug.
He was
North.
Like the Ken Jennings of his time.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll be back.
That gives you an idea of how much they've dumbed everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Question like that. And who led the Incan civilization? You would get a blank stare from everybody.
Yeah. They wouldn't know. Stan and Haney.
No, but if you ask them about, you know, what does the phrase genderqueer mean, Billy?
Yep. I got the answer. Yep. You are correct again.
Exactly.
We'll be back.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
You just heard it, Marianne Faithful. Boy, has she been rough. That's what happens when you hang out with the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and you like to smoke a lot. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, telephone number into the studio. Area code 239 if you're outside of our media area, 277-9600. We have some prizes if you'd like to contribute.
You want to be a bass man, Stan?
I don't know if I got the voice to be Mr. Bassman.
Duke of Earl.
277-9600. I have had this verified.
You know this song, Dave?
Hold on. I've had this verified by two sources.
Well, that's what it takes.
Yeah, and it was based out of the original story was WTSP Fox 13 in.
No, that's D Train's podcast.
Tampa? No.
WTSP.
Yeah, no, that. This is what's the scuttle?
Yeah,
that's
yeah, WTSP.
Yeah, it's WTSP.
Well, this is
so this is from D-Train.
No, it's not. But it doesn't make a lot of sense because Pasco County is up in the Tampa area, but Dade County is below Collier County.
Oh, you're talking about Dade City. Dade City is up by Tampa.
Yeah. Okay, so we're
yeah,
so
I know
right.
what you're talking
right.
about.
Now you know where we are.
Air bathing.
Okay. Yes. Can you believe this story? So it is real.
Yep.
Wait, you would have loved to have been around these guys. This is Bizarro Land. A trio of nude women told police they were air drying in public after showering at a Florida rest stop. They were arrested following a wild chase that included the use of a metal bat, tasers, spike strips. I'll just give you their first names. They're all teens, Dave.
Yeah, not one of them was over 20.
No.
18-year-old Oasis.
Oasis to the main stage, please.
Yeah. 19-year-old Jenya. J-E-N-I-Y-A-H, Jenya, and 19-year-old Cecilia.
You're breaking my heart.
Are now facing charges such as fleeing to a lewd, aggravated assault, lewd behavior stemming from the alleged chaos that is said to have unfolded, I think, 2 days ago in Pasco County.
Yeah, the chase ended in Dade City. That's right. Where you got confused.
There's three women standing in the nude, putting on suntan lotion. A Florida Highway Patrol trooper was first heard saying to dispatchers while at the rest stop on northbound I-75. The cop reportedly was told by the women that they were air drying in 80-degree weather after showering. But when the trooper tried to get more information, they got into a car and sped off. Police then tracked the vehicle to a convenience store parking lot where it was found empty. They spotted all three females leaving the store, and a trooper attempted to arrest one who wasn't able to get back inside the vehicle. But while trying to make that arrest, the suspect behind the wheel of the car purposely drove directly at the trooper.
Yeah, maniacs, man.
And then its passenger got out and started swinging around a metal bat.
Hellcats.
Another officer on the scene reportedly rammed the suspect's car before it took off a second time. A short while later, the car came to a halt with the help of spike strips.
Now, if I understand it correctly, and you've got a lot more detail than what I saw, is the cop approached them and respectfully asked WTF.
Yeah, yep.
And at some point, they hopped in their car, took off. The FHP chased them.
Yes.
But then they started going too fast, and FHP had to break off the chase because, according to their rules of pursuit, the offense wasn't serious enough to warrant a dangerous high-speed chase. And so they would have gotten away, except for the fact they didn't slow down, and other drivers called 911 saying that this vehicle is speeding, it's unsafe, it's all over the road. And that's when other officers came after him.
Dade City Police used the spike strips. Now, once stopped, the women
It was far from over.
The women are said to have interlocked their arms together inside the vehicle and refused to come out. Officers at the scene tased the trio and took them into custody, suffering only minor injuries throughout the entire episode. And they have pictures included.
Dave, what do you think they were on that made that seem like a good idea?
They were definitely, I would say they were on some sort of speed.
Right on.
Yeah, they're
right
on.
Could it have been K2 or bath salts?
Maybe it could have been. But I think definitely some speed.
You know, Dave told me the story how he drank gasoline.
Yeah.
To get high.
No, the fumes, man.
So you didn't drink it, you huffed it.
Yeah, huffed it.
Yeah.
I used to close my garage door and fire my dirt bike.
I don't want to know. I don't think you should go public with this.
And what did that do for you?
Nothing.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. You've been on hold a long time. You've been on hold.
Hey.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
It's the Guardian.
Hey, Guardian.
Hey.
In person.
How you guys doing
in
today?
Person. And I know why he's calling in person.
Well, it's a special day today. It's my wife's birthday today. I'd like for you guys to wish her a happy birthday.
You know,
she is a saint of a woman.
Saint of a woman.
I'll let her do that if she wants.
Well, you put her on, so we'll say hi and wish her happy birthday.
We love Jane.
Hang on a sec.
All right.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy, Jane. Happy
birthday.
There's
our birthday girl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
What's he doing for you? Is he taking you anywhere nice? Did he get you something pretty?
Nah. We're not into that kind of stuff.
So he's doing nothing for your birthday?
Well, he called the Stan and Haney show.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
Well, yeah. He said, I got something special for you at 3 o'clock. And I said, okay,
Yeah. We're it.
Oh, man. Boy. That's some pressure. What should we do, Stan?
I don't know. What do you want us to do, Jane?
Nothing. Just getting to talk to you is a number of a birthday present for me. You know?
Happy, 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 yay! Yeah, just like at one of your restaurants, they do that. Did that work?
That would work. Pewter mug, maybe.
Oh, you want?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That wasn't good enough to happy?
No. I know how the Guardian works. We'll get Stan and Haney to wish you a happy
The Guardian's
birthday.
No dummy.
Yeah, and we're all right, Jane, $50 to the pewter mug.
Have a wonderful birthday, and thanks for taking care of our boy there all those years.
Oh, I'll keep doing it. So.
All right, hold on, sweetheart.
And thank you guys for everything.
Absolutely. I love you, Jane.
Love you. Hold on.
Okay.
Very smooth. Very smooth.
That's the Guardian.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tom. Is this Stan?
Yeah, you got Stan and Haney, and doing nothing is Dave.
Oh, well, man. You just said happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday, Tom.
I'm February 21st, so we're like sort of
okay,
close.
But it's today's April 11th, and it was Jane's birthday. Are you trying to steal her thunder?
No, I never. Only once a year.
All right. 277-9600. Don't go be stealing her thunder.
No, it's her day.
Yeah, it's her special day. Uh-huh. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hey, what's up?
Jeez.
I don't know. You tell me.
Jeez.
Oh, this is Greg. I was just calling to see what's up with you guys.
Right on, Greg. Right on. I think you need to talk to Dave.
Damn
okay.
Right.
What's up, Dave? What's up, Dave?
What's happening, brah?
All right. We got some, we're releasing a song, me and my brother, and Strange Arrangement, and the Brothers Van Kirk. And I was wondering if I could bring you guys some t-shirts and stuff you guys could hand out.
What do you think? Yeah, sure. Drop them off at the front. We'll be sure to get them.
All right, man. Thank you, guys. You guys rock.
Is this like a hard rock and stuff, or what is
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
I play electric bass. I like I like to play some funky bass, but
now is it a regular four-string bass? Is it fretless? What do you got?
I'm a simple guy. It's a regular four-string bass.
I like that. Good for you. Where you play like a jazz master?
I have a Fender Zone American Deluxe.
Nice.
Kick ass.
That is nice.
Yep. Thank
yeah,
you.
And we appreciate all the things you guys could do with the community and. Musicians in general.
Right on, brother. Thank you, buddy. And yeah, bring those shirts.
Yeah, damn
make
right.
Make them big.
I need some clothes, bro.
Jeez.
You know what? That takes courage.
I agree with you. And it takes two good guys like you and I to let them stay on for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure does. Get his band out. Give us some of the...
See, nobody is ever going to treat us that way.
No.
So all we can do is to treat others the way we want to be treated.
Because that right there, it was, I think every time he mentions the band, that's like $150. Something like that. Somewhere in those that range. I don't know what they're getting now. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, welcome.
Well, I appreciate it. I feel like I've been here for a very long time.
Us too.
You know, I've been trying to get through here lately, and I've just been missing the open phones. But there's something, and I'm kind of analytical, like and you are too, Stan, but Haney much more so. He picks up on little things that sometimes people miss, or you know, when you misspeak. But you know, I read the paper every morning, and I'm starting to lose my patience with it. I don't know if you guys still do. It's antiquated, I understand, but they've raised the price over the last year like a dollar. And the only reason they've done that is because every other page is nothing but advertisement. And that's great. But the problem is that I feel like everything has gone digital, and it must be because I could pick out any...
You can now hit the G-spot 5 times a day.
Oh, yes!
4 times just wasn't enough.
I won $1,000 from 96K Rock!
Listen for the G-spot weekdays at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Going to give you a chance to win here in just a second. You're about 22 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. And about an hour away from our question of the week. I'm going to tell you something. You know, we do a lot of giveaways and stuff, and we're going to do some here in a second. But there's also a way that you can see a great show and maybe be the big winner just by simply going to 96krock.com. Get a load of this. Go to 96krock.com right now for your chance to win tickets to see Judas Priest with special guests.
Well, hold on a second. I nodded off for a second there. Yeah. I thought you said, I'm sure didn't say what I thought you said.
Judas Priest.
What?
Now just listen to me. You're not eligible. You don't get. Go to 96krock.com right now for your chance to win tickets to see Judas Priest with special guests Uriah Heep.
Holy Jesus!
Can't go. Woo. This is going to happen Friday, May the 3rd.
What?
At the Hard Rock Event Center in Fort Lauderdale.
What? Why can't?
One winner.
That is the most awesome show.
That's so bitchin'.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Priest and Heath.
I'm telling you, bro.
By the way, Rob, put all phones on hold right now. All on hold. Lock them down. Here, I'll do it. Right there, like that. There we go. Beautiful.
Priest
now, hold on.
And Heap.
Let me show you what's going
night,
on.
Man.
That's not all.
What?
Wait a second. Give me this. And it's done online. 96krock.com. Chance to win. Judas Priest, Uriah Heep, May 3rd. It's a Friday. Hard Rock Event Center in Fort Lauderdale. One winner is going to score 4 tickets to the show, food, and limousine transportation provided by J.P. Morgan Limousines. Go to 96krock.com to register and win.
Well, I've tuned out because you said I...
You can't. You're not eligible.
No, man. Good Lord.
What
a show.
Yeah. Kick ass.
But
you're not eligible.
No.
You're an employee of this radio station. You an employee, Dave?
Yeah, bro. I've signed
paperwork. Then you're not eligible either.
I know, bro.
I figured you were just bumming it.
Nah,
and you
sucks.
Could probably sign.
So that's my curse. That I'm an employee here. That's the biggest problem in my life, isn't it?
There was a time, yes, one of them, top three. This was never the way it was in the old days. We should never have to want for a ticket to anything.
That's an amazing show.
Where we just say, hey, we're the radio station, we're in the media, we want tickets to go. It should be... Here you go, Stan and Haney, but that's not the way it is anymore. Now, I'm not saying that a listener shouldn't go, and 3 of their friends, they could go too, but we should be able to go too.
That's like magic, bro. I mean, Priest alone.
I know.
But Uriah Heep and Judas Priest?
Yeah. That's a kick-ass show.
That's like a Super Bowl or rock level show.
Yep. So go to 96krock.com.
When you get a show like that, that is like either band would make me go nuts knowing that they were even playing the state of Florida, and you get them together.
You can't go.
And where are they, Stan?
Down Fort Lauderdale, Hard Rock Event Center.
And we could gamble?
Maybe get some whores.
Dude. Oh, remember the last time you did that? And he got toilet sick in the elevator.
I passed out in an elevator,
whatever.
Stan.
You did. Haney had the game on, and you had ladies waiting. And so, what did you do? Go into the elevator and get toilet sick.
Dave, I started morning drinking, man.
All I want you to do is describe the quality of women,
bro,
and what was happening before you got toilet sick.
We were out. No joke, we're out.
Yeah.
And Haney's, you know, got his game going, man, and
yeah,
I'm hanging out.
You
and I'm chugging beers, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm a big winner. I won like $250, you know, and I'm stoked, so let's hit the bar.
Should give him the money.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
And the beer. And the ride.
Yeah, you did.
And the room.
Yeah, he drove it. He got there.
And I fed him.
Yeah, and I ate, dude. Thank you. But anyway, so Haney's working. Were we on the boardwalk, weren't we? Isn't that where we met him?
Well, it was.
Because they were like 6 foot two models, bro. I mean, these were two supermodels.
About 5'5", right?
Well,
there.
I'm just okay. Let me.
We were at the Hard Rock, and you know the Hard Rock's got all the different shops and bars. When you go outside, we were outside there, outside one of the bars.
You started talking to him, and I don't know. I disappeared, right? I kind of like you had him, and we talked for a minute, and I remember, I disappeared.
You had to do something.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't know. I probably was going to use the restroom or go get a drink, but next thing I know, I wound up on the floor of an elevator going up and down.
So I'm talking to honest to God.
Oh, they were
some
gorgeous.
Of the hottest chicks that I've ever seen in person. And everything's great. They're giggling and all that.
Yeah.
And Dave disappears.
Yep.
And about 15 minutes later,
man,
they go, "Your friend just disappeared?"
So disappointed.
In yourself.
Yep.
And then my phone vibrates, and I check the text number I don't recognize, and it says, "Your friend toilet sick."
Yep.
He had to be carried up. Haitian guy carried
you. Yeah, the Haitian guy got me to the room, and then
because at first you were going to get like a vagrancy rap or public intoxication.
Yeah, the police were starting to be called, and I was sure.
If you're eating and drinking and you have no money on
you. So you remember.
You don't even know
I didn't have an ID or nothing.
And no ID and don't know what room you're in.
No, I didn't know where I was.
Because Annie bought it all.
I didn't know where I was. I just was on an elevator going up and down. People were stepping over me and
bing
stuff.
Bing bong, bing bong.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And then the guy's like, "I got to get this guy out of here, man. He's causing a problem." And then
I am amazed that you were able to tell him.
All I know is I was propped up next to a toilet when I woke up.
So he carried you into the room and shoved your face in the toilet.
Yeah. He said, "Get it out, son.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Your friend, toilet sick."
Right. Was that the time when you came in and you were actually on salary with us and you didn't show up until the following Wednesday and told everybody you had diverticulitis?
No, that's a different time.
Oh.
You know what they say, Stan? You can never regain
a lost. That's the truth. It's the truth.
Good times, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. It could have been a lot better times. Couldn't have. But because of you.
We're creating new ones, bro.
Not really.
No.
We're not?
No.
Damn.
I don't really socialize with you anymore.
Yeah, you do.
Not really. I don't like to. Let's give it.
I don't know, man. That was top of my game, man.
Yeah, that was our chance.
He, man. I've been with him where
didn't
he's,
you go
where
out,
he's working like, a room.
Didn't you go clubbing with them girls?
Yeah.
Dude, I was
and you
so
weren't there.
Bummed. I was on an elevator.
Yeah, I went clubbing with them until their buzz reached a level where they started going, "Oh, you should really check on your friend. It's okay. Somebody got him and found him a toilet."
Yeah, don't worry about that guy.
Well, you ruined it.
No, I didn't.
You ruined it. Face facts.
God.
You ruined it.
Dang.
He gets you set up. The two of you had a couple of ladies.
They were gorgeous.
Yep. And you ruined it.
Bro. I'm so sorry, Mark.
They were quite possibly the most gorgeous women I've ever seen in person.
Model quality.
Yes, they were. Because I'm standing there going, you know.
Yep. You're standing there going, "This is unbelievable. Let me have another drink."
That's pretty accurate.
Yep. Oh, this is great. Kind of like at the casino that we went to for the fireworks.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Chief Mitchell.
Yep. Chief Mitchell had to save your ass then, too.
Yeah.
You had to have
that was the night of Fireball Dave.
A literal police or fire chief had to fireman carry you to a vehicle because you couldn't keep it together.
I had 14 shots, bro.
And who's to blame? You're the one throwing them down your gullet. And you know what? You had no money that night either. You had no money.
Stop relaxing.
You had no money. True story. we're planning a big trip to Key West.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're planning a big trip. Key West Express. D-Train's going. I'm going. Who else was going on?
Broadway.
My daughter was going.
Yeah, your daughter.
We're all going down to Key West, and he's there like a little hound dog.
What are you talking about?
I got no money. I said, come on, Dave. You can come with us. And he got on the boat, free of charge, made his way down to Key West, had lunch and dinner, free of charge, had alcohol free of charge, and for some unknown reason I can't figure out, he actually came back to Fort Myers with money in his pocket. Because somebody slipped you some money.
No, man. Remember, I set my hat down upside down. I said, I'll take donations.
I love you, Dave. This is for you.
Right on. We've had some good time, boys.
How do you figure that's good? You
Dave.
Don't remember it.
Drank 15 beers. That's a whole lot of brew in one night.
That's you.
When you're trying to drown the memory from your mind. It took the 15 beers to get here. I don't know how many more did I leave. Take my chains.
6 foot tall fashion
drank
model.
15 beers. Yeah.
Man.
Cruises to the Keys. Not a penny. You were literally underneath the fireworks at the Seminole Hotel and Casino with the fire chief, and you couldn't stand up.
It's not his fault.
How do you figure it's not his fault?
Because he couldn't be impolite when somebody wanted to buy him 14 shots.
Well, I was told we're out there to drink and smoke.
I drank and smoked. Was I okay? You don't remember. You don't even know. When security goes and says, you got to get them out of here. How is that good times and fun?
It's not.
Dave, how many times in your life, and I want you to be honest, can you remember your night ending with a man carrying you somewhere?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's twice now. The
That's twice
chief.
That we know of. Is there? There's got to be more.
The Haitian guy at the hotel.
Yeah, toilet sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been placed in...
Oh, and then we don't want to remember the other time at the studio where you were pulled out of the mud.
Yeah. I got pulled out of a out of a dumpster.
Yep, I know that, too.
Out of it, yep.
You know what was funny?
Good times?
Well, it's not, man. Dude, hey, look.
Well, that time when he could barely stand... The funny thing is he was standing there talking to somebody, and Dave's trying to urinate. But while all this is going on, while Dave is three sheets to the wind, standing out in a field trying to urinate, he's telling somebody else how important it is that you got to remember you're in the public eye.
And then I fell like a fallen tree.
You're outside peeing, and you're falling in the mud telling somebody, you know, when you're like me, you're in the public eye. You got it.
I woke up at grass all over me, man.
Yeah, good times.
I know what.
God, I love you, Dave.
Love you, boys.
You didn't hear me.
You're still standing.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say a thing about love.
Oh, man. You do, man.
You're
Why are we getting into this today?
Look, I didn't intend it. I had a game ready
it's
to go.
It's not
and let
his.
People... There's nothing but up.
Do you promise me if I take you back over to the Hard Rock?
Yeah.
Over on the other coast.
Yeah, I know.
That you won't do that again.
I got $20 that says he will.
Nope, I won't do it. Nope.
I'll put it under glass.
Because, man, if I go to the effort to do all that.
I know.
Because that ain't cheap, you know. Why don't
you
contribute this time to it?
I will.
You don't have anything to contribute to.
I'll drive.
Drive what? You don't have a car.
He'd drive my car.
Yeah.
You'd
See?
Oh, this is getting me mad.
He's a good boy.
How is he good? A good boy? He's a grifter.
He don't get it, man.
Are you a grifter, Dave?
Not at all, bro.
Tell me how you're not.
I just live, bro.
Live off of other people.
Well, it's not his fault.
It is his fault.
He's got no way to make money.
What do you expect me to do?
Wait a second. You've got two able arms, two able legs. You got, I think, it hasn't been that damaged. You got a brain in there, don't you?
Damn right I do.
Then I think you're capable of working.
No,
absolutely.
He's got no way to make money. No.
What is... He's got... Did you hear what you just said? He's got no way to make money.
Well, do you, Dave? Am I...
Yeah, I mean, I work here.
Doing what?
Things. Stuff. Don't worry, buddy. It'll be okay.
Wait a second. Are you saying you don't need any help?
No, I always need help, man.
Yeah, of course you do.
Always need help.
That's why Haney's fighting to stay, keep his head above water, because
are
he keeps peeling off Chris
Bumps. Are you kidding
me? I know for a fact.
How do you know for a fact?
You tell me.
I didn't tell you that.
I have to give you, did he have
to? No, you asked me flat out, did you give Dave money?
And
right.
Your answer's yes.
Well, yeah, but it, you know.
That's 3 weeks ago.
How much of Haney's money you got on you now?
I don't have any.
It's been like 3 weeks, hasn't it?
At least 3 weeks to a month.
You keeping track?
Well, I just know.
He's keeping track. That's one thing he'll keep track of.
Oh.
The last time you gave him money.
Well, if you're going to play it that way.
We're bros,
He hasn't brought it up in a while.
No, we're bros.
I didn't even think about it.
We're bros.
Things tight right now? You need a little taste?
What you got?
Yeah, see? That's his go-to.
Well, Dave, you
That's
know he's
default.
Got 20 bucks. He said he was going to bet you 20 bucks.
I got at least 20
right.
on me.
Right.
I got at least,
what do you want me to
I
do?
Got at least 20 bucks on me, and I'll tell you right now.
I'll drink one of them sodas.
You're not going to see any of the Jacksons and Hamiltons I got on me.
Really?
You ain't going to see it unless you do what you did to me before and lift my wallet.
What? I've never lifted your wallet.
Lift your wallet?
What is he talking about?
That's why
about?
I have to keep it in my front pocket now.
Oh, get out of
he
here.
He never lifted your wallet.
Okay.
Never
have. That's fine. You know what? Liar and a thief go together.
Oh, Stan.
No. Me and Dave, we're bros.
Yeah. I've provided you with a lot of good entertainment.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know
sure.
that.
Oh, a lot of good entertainment.
You know that.
Look at the clown.
And I'll tell you, if it comes down to me living out of a van,
yeah,
he'll be right there.
Of course he'll be right there, because you'll have him
That's
drive.
Right. That's right. Yep.
And you know what? We're so used to having a job and living normal lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know how to survive. Dave knows how to survive.
Yep.
There's no reason he has to survive. He's capable. If he was somebody that didn't have an arm, if he was somebody that was, in a wheelchair, if he was somebody that had
he'd be rich.
No, he
damn right I would. Yeah.
Well, then why is that the next level for you?
What, chop my own arm off to get rich?
Well, I know you were pretty pissed when you found out that a vagrant's license you got to get now?
Oh, my God, panhandling permits.
Yeah.
What the hell
See?
Is that?
How much do they cost?
I don't know, man, but this is going to cause problems.
Because how do you do it, Dave? Like you're at a gas station?
Yeah, a gas station, you know.
You've done it at a gas station. Begged for money.
Who hadn't?
I haven't!
But what's the way to go about it? How do you approach somebody? Because they might be a little...
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I'm just trying to get home, and I seem to forgot my wallet. You don't have like a 50 cents or maybe a buck on you, do you? I can get.
So you ask
and
low.
Then, yeah, you ask low, and then they might hand you $2 or $3, and then you go to the next, and then the next, and then to the next, and then to the next, and next thing you know, you got a 50.
Well, what if the manager of the gas station starts to notice you?
Well, you jump off and go across the street to the other gas station,
and then maybe come back after shift change.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And you
Brother,
find that people will just hand you money.
Well, I'm not a bad-looking guy, man. I mean, I'm not going up there looking like a bum.
Oh, no? Is that what you call it?
I don't look like a bum, bro. I'm going up
you
there
look
looking
like a bum.
Like a respectable
like
guy.
Like a bum.
I'm a respectable man
so
of society.
To be a successful bum,
right.
You have to look like a successful person.
You got
to
clean up a little
yeah,
bit.
Is that why you own that zipper tie?
It works.
We're going to take a break. Stay by your radio. Safe word
Love
coming
you,
up in just seconds.
Love you too, man.
Buffoon.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You got about 2 minutes left if you want to get that safe word in for 4 o'clock. Smart. S-M-A-R-T. Smart. Like Dave.
Yeah, dude.
96krock.com on the K-Rock app, or text the word SMART to 45911. Somebody sent this beautiful, inspiring photo on our text. Inspiring photo of man with no legs working. And he says, this guy works. What's Dave's excuse? Look at this guy. Look at
I
him
see that.
Climbing
Stan.
Scaffolding.
I work.
He's working right now.
Exactly.
What the... Seriously. Let's
can't help it, bro.
Let's get you updated.
That's a great quote right there.
Yeah. It's tough. It gets to the point where you take it all out of me. The nerve dies.
I thought that was years
There's
ago.
There's nothing more you can do to me.
You've done it all.
Woo!
Let's get you
Love
updated.
You,
Let's get you. You know, those are just words, Dave.
No, they're not,
those
man.
Are just words no, because you certainly never
no,
show it.
No, it really means.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Yeah. Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway. And then two showing up in Estero right now. We got a crash, Williams Road and South Tamiami Trail. The other one, crash, South Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines right in front of him.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. You want to be rich? You want to be a rich man?
What did Benjamin Franklin say? Being rich is just not having to depend on anybody.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Well, we have a list of the best places to live if you want to become wealthy.
Is Fort Myers, Florida one of them?
Stan?
Yeah.
No. No, it's impossible, actually, in Fort Myers.
Yeah. Took me 28 years to find that out.
Yep. I know there's a certain segment of the population that just can't get enough of the Masters.
Yeah, it's true. This area right here, when they go and do the television ratings for the area, Augusta is at tops. Fort Myers, Naples is always in like second or third place nationwide for that golf tournament.
Now you would think, when you think Masters, you think, you know, high-end stuff.
Yeah.
But it turns out Natty Light is doing a big Masters promotion.
They are.
Yep. You could win a year's worth of Natty Light every time somebody makes a birdie at the Masters on Sunday.
That's right up your alley. That's your brand, ain't it?
That's my favorite.
Natty Light?
Yeah. Ice and light, man.
Do you prefer the ice?
Well, I start with a 4-pack of ice, and then I go to the 4-pack of light.
Just to maintain.
Right.
Yeah. A woman vandalizes her neighbor's racy Easter display right in front of the local TV news. And finally, a woman steals a motorized cart from the Walmart and hauls ass to the Waffle House. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's so very important. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by
Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Mark.
Stan.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, just you.
Yeah, it's just me.
The Masters.
The Masters.
Golf's most popular and prestigious tournament starts today. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons to take up golf.
Top reasons to take up golf.
The Masters. Top reasons to take up golf. The rest of your family doesn't play golf.
That's it. Yup. Yep.
You're a big fan of eraserless tiny pencils. You found a little room in the schedule between the afternoon nap and bingo.
Yep.
If you get good enough, maybe one day, Jim Nance will whisper as you stroke it. It's a scientific fact. Ball washing jokes never get old. You like to drink beer when playing a sport, and you burned out on bowling.
Yep.
Speaking of which, the bowling league isn't the chick magnet it used to be.
That's a good thing. They got bowling groupies.
How do you know?
Seen it. A lot of spandex and fat asses. They like to wear the bright colors, your reds, your yellows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of which, you get the fun of dressing up like a pimp without the messy part of roughing broads up.
Yeah.
It lets others know that despite your outward appearance, deep down, you're just another upper middle-aged white man. You lack the athleticism for chess club. And finally, the very top reason to take up golf.
Yes.
It's very relaxing. Unless you slice one into the woods, get stuck in a sand trap, miss an easy putt, get stuck behind a bunch of old ladies, lose the ball. It's very relaxing. And that, my friends, is far.
Mark, thank you. Email time. Email ahoy. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. This is from Mark, who writes, "Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I enjoyed listening to Joshua Headley's music.
Mm-hmm.
Even listened to it tonight. Thank you for opening my eyes to a truly talented singer and songwriter. Your listeners consider you family and appreciate your music knowledge." Mark, you played Lyle Lovett the other day. It was great and very educational. It reminded me of catering concerts for Johnny and Merle.
Oh, man.
My best memory will always be me standing next to Steve Perry while he blew into a tone wheel. He hit every note in full voice before going on stage. I just said, "That was effing amazing." Steve thanked me and later asked me to be their tour chef. Thank you again, Stan and Haney. P.S. Stan's coffee's roasting plant is in Lehigh Acres. We get coffee beans from 19 regions and roast around 4,000 pounds a week. That's great. We are voted best. I was voted the best chef in Southwest Florida in 94 before I sold it for $300 million at Cisco. Well, good for you. Take care, gentlemen. And I do appreciate all that you do. Respectfully yours, Mark.
Well, that's pretty damned impressive.
Yep. You all right, Dave?
Yeah.
Clearing the nasal passages? Let's see. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is from Alex. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Did you guys talk about the Florida man arrested 11 times from Lehigh Acres the other day? If you did, I didn't hear it. It cracked me up. Take a look and see the dateline for Lehigh Acres, the home of the itchy. P.S. Waterman is a horse's ass.
That wasn't necessary.
He added it in there.
No.
Had nothing to do with what he was writing in about.
No. Felt he had to add it.
Convicts and Waterman.
The Guardian. Jane's birthday today. The Guardian getting her the best.
The saint of a woman.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
The Guardian is a lucky man.
Yes, he is. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I don't know if you saw any of A.G. Barr's testimony yesterday. I've got to tell you, I love this guy.
Oh, he is the right man at the right time.
He is a no-nonsense, nonpartisan, smart guy who is looking for the truth. He made those morons on the left look foolish. Of course, they don't need any help looking foolish.
Did they go for the jugular on him immediately.
Because it's not what they want to hear.
All he did was state the facts.
Yep.
And everybody knows it.
Yeah. Did you see Julian Assange being arrested this morning? He looked like some crazy man. About time they got him. Okay. So we know there are two more.
What, you didn't hear about Julian Assange?
I did, but...
Sit back.
I am.
You know, it's over your head.
No, it's not.
He knows things.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah, you did really good in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Guyana.
Yep. Good for you.
Shut up.
What are you... I say good for you and you still don't...
I don't worry.
Oh, yeah, we're family. Ah, yes. Jeez. Oh. By the way, we have the stupidest immigration laws in the world. That must change now. Of course, that is just my opinion. You guys are the best on the grid. When we come back...
You look at these laws and...
Look.
You know where it drives people like us and the Guardian nuts? If you go and look at it is, if the enemies of this country were writing the legislation, that's what they'd do.
Yeah. That's true. They had the guy, somebody that was the head of the immigration stuff, said that when I was working it, when we had 1,000 immigrants coming in there, he said it was chaos. He said they got 4,000 a day coming in now. He said, I can't even imagine what it's like down there. Can't even imagine. He said, for us, 1,000 was a crazy day.
Because they've got it set up where there is not only no penalty for coming here illegally, you're immediately signed up for benefits.
Yep.
They'll pay you.
When we come back, our question of the week. It's not a yes or no answer. It'll trigger something in your brain. Dave, we'll do it when we come back.
Come on,
question
man.
Of the week. I think you can answer this question of the week.
Everybody can answer the question of the week because there's no wrong answer.
Correct.
Right on.
You don't even have to Christmas tree it, Dave.
I might save it for next week, but I knew that if I was going to go with my second choice for question of the week, you could not answer it. But I'll try it again next week.
I'm smart.
I'm not saying you're smart.
He knows things.
I don't think that you could answer it. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
It's nice to be important. But it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news about 30 minutes away. Our question of the week, I'll give it to you here in just a second, then we'll update you on traffic, release the phones, and have you answer our question of the week. We do it every Thursday at this time. I sometimes test him out on Zito, and he immediately was able to answer the question of the week with complete detail. Here's our question of the week. Then we'll do traffic. I'll open up the lines. Give us your answer to our question of the week. We have done questions of the week before of what was your favorite car? What was your first car? We've done all of that stuff. But if you've ever heard this show, and you know Haney and I, we started driving long before we ever got a driver's license or had the ability to buy our first car, which leads us to our question of the week. What type of car did you learn to drive, and who did it belong to? 277-9600. What car did you learn to drive, and who did it belong to? Now, you might have been like Haney and I, youngsters, and had the opportunity to get behind the wheel. It might have been a bomb driver's ed car. Maybe you were lucky enough to have your own car at the time that was, you know, garaged, ready for you to drive. Our question of the week, and it should come right to your head. What kind of car did you learn to drive? And who did it belong to? The first time, here, take the keys. 277-9600. What car did you learn to drive? The first time you were behind the wheel, who did the car belong to? 277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
excuse me. One thing on the board. And it's in Fort Myers. It's a crash. South Cleveland Avenue at College Parkway, right by the Chipotle. And you are up to date. Question of the week. What kind of car did you learn to drive? First car you learned to drive in. And who did it belong to? Mine's easy. 1941 Army Weapons Carrier. It was a truck that was on our farm that was...
like surplus?
That was decommissioned military. Had the big winch in the front of it. Four-wheel drive. Plow. And it ran like a charm. Straight six. Floor starter, where you had to step in the clutch, hit the starter on the floor. And
I've never driven anything like that.
And I used to drive it all
it's
over the place.
It's an odd thing to learn on.
Let me tell you, if you're worried about learning to drive a stick shift, if you're learning about, three on the tree, anything. If you learn in that, I mean, I think up until the war, the starters were on the floor. It was a little spring, and you had to step on it, turn the key to the on position, make sure that the truck's in neutral, hit the starter and the gas, don't flood it, and then you're set and ready to go. Then you can put the truck into gear. And it was a 1941 Army Weapons Carrier, and that was the first vehicle I learned to drive. And it sat on our farm for all the years I was growing up, and it was a beautiful vehicle. Haney? First car that you learned to drive a car in, and who did it belong to?
It was the family truckster. A 1975 Dodge Royal Monaco Brougham Mopar 440.
That's a nice engine.
Thing was a boat, and yep. It moved.
Beautiful.
It moved. And when I was really lucky, that was the family car. And then my dad had a Pontiac Sunbird. So if I was lucky going on a date or something, I could take the Sunbird.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I'd have to take the wagon.
Zito, you want to answer our question of the week? Because you had yours is a, right is a is yep. a pretty good one.
I had my
you,
mother.
Your mic's got to be on over there, wherever the button is over there. Dave,
is that it right there?
There it is.
Yeah. Mid-80s. So my
I had my mother had a, when Porsche came out. They came out with a cheap car in the mid-80s. Like so my dad bought it for my mom on her birthday. It was
a cheap Porsche.
Yeah,
it was one of those where everybody could afford.
Yeah, it was like a $25,000. It was a bright lipstick red 945. Four turbo, and it was a manual transmission. And my father had a Cadillac, obviously at the time. Italian guy in New Jersey, go figure.
Nice.
And that had you know automatic transmission, you know, up on the steering column. But he said all men need to learn how to drive a manual transmission. So. It was my mom's car. She had the stick shift. And I remember 15 years old tooling around town in that with him. And it was terrible because it was like, oh, stop. There's a stop sign. It was like I was a wreck, you know, and I had a lot of power, you know, behind the wheel there. And my old man was just, I mean, just driving me nuts.
I'm ready, man. You drive.
Thank you for sharing.
It was a great time.
Yeah,
great time of my life. I wish I could go back to that time.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'm ready, man. You drive it?
Dingbat. What about you?
Brother,
right
it
on.
Was a 1977 Corvette Stingray.
Of course it was.
No,
of
listen.
Course it was.
No, listen.
Zito, you believe any of that?
No, listen. I'm serious. I used to go stay at my buddy Chad's house.
I'm shocked
house.
It's not an El Camino.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I used to go stay at my buddy Chad's house, right? And his dad and mom used to take every weekend they'd leave town. And they'd leave those keys dangling.
Yeah.
About 14 years old. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Drive the Corvette.
You're going to take the Corvette out. No, we took the Corvette out, you know, go see our girlfriends and stuff. It was good times, man. But that's how I learned to.
Thank you, Dave.
Steel cars.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thank you for
that. Wasn't the question,
well, excuse
Dave.
Me. Yeah. Sorry.
Yep. Steel cars.
It was to drive
that's
cars.
That's why I learned how to
cars.
Drive them first. Yeah. Then you.
Ahoy! Who's this?
Ahoy, it's Sean.
Sean, what was the not the first car you bought? Not the your favorite car. The car you learned to drive for the first time, and who did it belong to?
That was my dad's swamp buggy. I used to chauffeur him around the woods when we was bird hunting.
And that's where you got your first experience?
Yep.
All right. Appreciate it. See who's calling on the hotline over there. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
What car did you learn to drive in, and who did it belong to?
I don't know what year it was, but it was a Yugo.
Oh, my God.
It belonged to my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, brother. And so what, your ex-boyfriend taught you how to drive?
Yes, because I was told that if I drive anything, I have to be taught how to drive a manual transmission first.
Yeah. And to this day, you can still drive a stick shift, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. On the column, on the floor, it doesn't matter.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, I remember those, when I worked at the lumber yard, they had a pickup truck that, and it had three on the tree.
Yep.
Where you actually shifted through the gears.
Good old Ford.
On the wheel. 277-9600. Not your first car, not your favorite car, the car you learned to drive with, and whose was it?
Now, I learned how to drive the station wagon, but I also took, even though I already knew how to drive, I took driver's ed in school because it brings
too.
The insurance down.
Yep, me too.
And they had just come out with, it was the first model year, and it was a bare bones Nissan Stanza. They had like three of them. For us to drive manual transmission, you know, manual windows, everything looked like it had just come out of the factory with the bare minimum.
We had, and it was my year, 79, when I took driver's ed. Oh, it had to be earlier than that. It had to be. It was some Chevy that was completely stripped down. Some 76 Chevy box car, you know, four-wheel drive, and had equipped for the driver's ed teacher the brake on the passenger side in case a girl was driving and was going too fast.
When there's
control.
A woman at the wheel.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
Charlie. Ahoy, Stan and Andy.
Ahoy, Charlie. Car you learned to drive with, and who'd it belong to?
Well, it belonged to my dad. It was a 1965 Carmen Ghia. And I got to drive in North Florida backwoods when I was 13 and 14. He'd make me drive up about 60 miles an hour, take it off one side of the road, then pull it back on without doing any damage and go across the other side and get used to aiming at the edges of the road.
So he basically dared you to fishtail.
And I learned to do that on the clay roads near my house once I got my license.
Appreciate the call. What the?
Son, today we're going to learn what's called a fishtail.
2779600, our question of the week.
And if you do that well, then tomorrow we're going to get your brother out here in the other car, and I'm going to teach you the pit maneuver.
Yeah. The car you learned to drive, the very first one, wasn't your car. It could have been a buddy's car. It could have been your parents' car. It could have been your grandmother's car. That car that you first, before the license, learned to drive a car. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, what was it?
It's a 64 Rambler station wagon. I was 13, and I saved up $100 to buy it. We had a couple acres in the backyard where I could play Dukes of Hazzard. three on the tree, learned to drive a stick at 13, and drove it until it wouldn't drive anymore.
That's it. The Army weapons carrier was the one that I had, and the first car that I bought and when I turned 16 was the Camaro. In between then, Al Dole had found a Datsun B210 that we kept on the farm, and I used to go and take that thing and drive it through the woods.
It was like a
hatchback,
into the fields. Wasn't it?
Yes! And it would be fishtail. I just ruined the car. The doors wound up smashed because we'd slide into oak trees. And
no, you did so bad that, Datsun totally disappeared.
Yeah. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How you doing?
Steve, good, buddy. What was that first car that you sat behind the wheel?
Oh, I wish it was something as cool as your weapons carrier, but when I was about 13, 14 years old, if my parents went out to dinner or something like that, I'd wait up 5 minutes, and then I'd take a spin in my mom's Pinto wagon.
Ah, the old Pinto. Thank God it didn't blow up on you.
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't. It was. You should have seen this thing, too. It was orange with the fake paneling.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it was pretty hideous.
You know, and that's the thing. You just told me that, and I can picture that happening to you as a kid. Mom not around taking that car. Dave, on the other hand, driving around a Corvette Stingray. Sounds very unbelievable.
No, bro.
Yeah, well, Dave was styling.
Well, it's my brother, my buddy's, his parents'
car.
I'll be honest. The thought of orange with the fake wood paneling,
yeah,
I find that appealing.
Right on.
It was eye-catching.
Appreciate the call. 2779600. I think during the gasoline crisis of the early 70s, if you were old enough to remember what your parents would buy, because everybody took it seriously, you had either had a Pinto, you had a Gremlin, you had a Vega. Yeah, those were the cars.
Yep, Chevrolet Vega, the world's first disposable car.
It had an aluminum engine. You remember? You ever see one of them?
Oh, absolutely. We had Mercury Montego.
Whatever.
I'm just telling you, man.
Good. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Mark from Naples.
How are you, buddy?
Doing good. My grandmother taught me how to drive. Old Polish grandma in South Bend, Indiana. And she had a 1979 Mercury Comet.
Oh, a Comet, four-door,
yep. And so, you know, she'd go to the relatives' graves there in the cemeteries and, you know, do the flowers and whatnot. She'd put me in the driver's seat. She'd be in the passenger seat. I'd drive around. She said, drive around. And they drop her off. She says, okay, you tool around a little bit. I pick her up. And then, you know, maybe a few days later, we go to a parking lot. And when she felt comfortable, then she let me drive on the street home. And I was like in junior high school.
Good deal. Right on.
Yeah.
2779600. All right, everybody had their favorite car, maybe growing up. Maybe you remember the first car you bought. Now, this is the one where somebody said, here are the keys. We're going to teach you to drive. What kind of car was it, and whose was it?
Yeah, you're right. Back during the energy crisis, don't be foolish.
That's right. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
No, I'm not talking to you. 2779600.
Making friends.
Not even dealing with that.
Yeah. Mr. Warmth.
Yep, that's me. You know, 3 seconds to answer and then, what? Hello? Watch this. Perfect. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Matt.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. I was the guy that came down there to the trailer down there at the Walmart.
Yes, sir. I remember. Dave and I both remember.
Oh,
you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What car did you learn to drive in, and who did it belong to?
It was a 1930 Model T Ford, and it was on the farm, and we used them to pick like apples and stuff, boxes of apples up, stick it in.
And that's what you learned on, huh?
Yes, sir.
Thing drove like a top, didn't it?
Oh, especially in the dirt.
Yeah.
We used to have fun with it.
Right on. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. It's you. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Stuart.
Hey, Stuart, what was the car and who did it belong to?
It was my dad's 1973 Ford F-150 long bed. It had side pipes. It was raised up.
Nice.
It had thin. Yeah, it was fun to drive. It really was.
And he actually trusted you, no driving experience, get behind the wheel of that thing?
Well, we were in Wyoming, so he took me on the back roads out in the counties, and we'd drive out there. Nice thing about being out there was that people would move over for you if they saw you coming.
Yeah. 2779600. Got time for maybe one or two more. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Donnie.
Donnie, what did you drive? What was the car?
All right, it was my dad's. It was a mid-70s, probably 75, 76 Ford pickup truck.
Okay.
It had, it was an automatic transmission, but the linkage had broke, so he cut a hole in the floor and had this steel rod that used to come up. And he was a really good stonemason, and my neighbors had hired him to rebuild the wall along the property.
Build that wall.
So he would send me down, build the wall, brother. He sent me down into the field to go gather stones in this old truck. And I'd be down there blowing donuts and, you know, having a good time. And then bring the truck back up. And it was a good time. Good memory.
All right. Right on. Is that believable, Dave? Is that believable where
automatic
transition?
Stones. My wagon there with the 440, sadly, later in its life.
Yeah.
It did develop cancer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The rot.
And, you get used to it, but directly behind the driver's seat in the back seat there.
Yeah.
Floor completely rotted out. Great refuse disposal system.
If you'd like to answer our question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney in the news is next. 96K Rock.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. I was just informed moments ago that a little over an hour ago after giving out the 4 o'clock safe word. We here on the Stan and Haney show at 96K Rock had the $1,000 winner.
Are you kidding me?
Her name is Brandy Farner, and I think she's on the phone right now. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good, sweetheart. How are you doing? I think a little bit better than all of us in this room.
Oh, it's awesome. I never won anything in my lifetime. That's so awesome.
Now,
I was so excited.
Okay, I'm so glad. You're our latest $1,000 winner in the hit the G spot, and you had the safe word. And what was your reaction when you found out you won $1,000? I see you're in Moorhaven.
Jumping up and down and screaming and yelling.
Uh-huh.
I was just going crazy.
You sound like a little darling. What are you going to do with that money?
Oh, I don't know yet.
You got some.
That's
got
a nice problem.
Know.
Nice problem to have,
might
isn't
go on
it?
Vacation.
Yeah, where? If you could go on vacation, where would you go?
Indiana.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's where my old man's from, Indiana.
All right, so your old man, you and your old man, going to go up to Indiana and relive
what
it was like, huh? So how did the two of you meet?
How do we meet?
Yeah.
Through my brothers.
Mm-hmm. And your brothers introduced you?
Yeah, longtime friend, and we became friends with benefits. Then he married me after a year.
Oh, how romantic is that?
That is just adorable. Any children?
I got twin boys.
Oh, God bless them. And how old are
17.
They? 17. They're 17?
Yes.
Boy, they're a handful at that age, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too much. They're straight A, smart little kids.
Oh, good boys.
And so you guys...
I might have some doctors and lawyers on my hands.
I certainly hope so.
You know what, Brandy? Everything is going your way.
That's cool.
Brandy, well, congratulations.
And congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And congratulations to your old man.
Yeah, and I hope you can make that trip back to Indiana.
Yes.
All right, and thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening.
No, thank you guys.
Thank you for
listening.
Right on, baby.
Yeah. We love you, Moorhaven.
Love you.
$1,000. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say it right now. I'm so glad she won.
Yep.
I am so glad she won. Taking care of twin boys like that. Gonna do her, you know what? And that's a good woman. Gonna go back to Indiana because that's where her old man's from. That's a good woman right there. And I'm so happy she won. And you can win just like Brandy from Moorhaven.
You could find yourself on the way to Indiana with your old man.
Oh, gosh. That's great. That was great. I love that. Let's get you updated.
Nice to hear somebody
it
happy.
It is. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
From our traffic alert center, we are all clear at this moment. Nothing on the board to report.
Which doesn't really mean anything.
Oh,
it could be somebody doesn't feel like working today.
Yep. And it could mean that, something's going on out there. But our traffic person that posts these things said, don't need to. I'm going to go for a little break. Hopefully, I shouldn't say hopefully. We will have another traffic update for you in about another 30 minutes. And hopefully it's all clear again. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Nightly News. With Tom Brokaw in New York, Roger Mudd in Washington, and commentary by John Chancellor.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, April 11th.
double M X I X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. That's awesome.
It is. It is awesome.
Time now for things you did not know.
Okay. That made my day.
You got to take it where you can get it.
Yep.
And I will live vicariously through Brandy's happiness.
Yep. Because she's going back to Indiana with her old man.
Rock on.
Yep.
She's got some good boys.
Yep.
One a doctor, one a lawyer.
Yep.
At the age of 17.
No, she thinks she's going to have a doctor and a lawyer.
Oh,
they're only 17.
I thought it was like a Doogie Howser situation.
No, that's the future. Okay.
Yeah, it must be nice to have a future.
We got to get out of high school first. We got to get out of Moore Haven. Sorry about that, folks.
Where would we be without credit cards?
A lot better off.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think credit cards can be an evil.
I thought you used yours responsibly and that you have an impeccable record.
I do have an impeccable
record.
And
you have a lot of, you like to say, buying power.
Yeah, I do. But I didn't always have that. And it was because of the card.
How long have credit cards been around? Where did they come from?
I don't think they've been around as long as you think. I would say probably they became popular in the late 50s, 60s, maybe?
1950.
Okay.
Diners Club issued the first ever credit card.
Remember, that would always be in the window right there with the MasterCard and American Express. And yeah, Diners Club.
You know, there's a certain movie we're quite fond of that has just stuck to us like glue over the years. And probably the most famous quote from this particular movie would be, "Is it safe?"
Oh, Marathon Man.
Mm-hmm. It's a dental horror story.
Robert Evans film.
And then you found in your own life that you had a German dentist who
yes.
was very good, but very off-putting.
Yep, it's true.
So I don't know if this will come as a surprise or not, but the chainsaw was invented by a German orthopedic surgeon in 1830 for a very specific purpose.
Is it safe?
He invented the chainsaw to cut bones in people's jaws.
Is it safe? What? Cut bones in people with a chainsaw?
Yes. That's why it was invented.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's safe.
Yeah. Good Poland chainsaw, cut a jaw. We also saw Scarface, right?
You remember Clint Eastwood was mayor of Carmel, California at one point?
That's true.
I don't know if this is his doing or not. Wearing stiletto high heels on public streets and sidewalks is illegal in Carmel, California, unless you have a specific permit to do so.
Kind of makes sense. How many ladies have worn the stilettos and they've sunk into like the asphalt because on a hot day? I know what's happened to me.
Reason for this? Evidently, they had some problems, and they enacted this law so that you don't sue the city if you trip.
Makes perfect sense.
Who wants to be wealthy? Who wants to be rich? Well, a new study ranked the best cities to live in if you want to become wealthy.
And Fort Myers is not on them. And I can take a good gander, Moorhaven isn't either.
Not to the best of my knowledge, Stan. They based it on things like unemployment rates, housing costs, and how many high-paying jobs there are available.
Okay.
According to the results, the best place to be is anywhere at all around Phoenix, Arizona.
I love that area.
At number one is a two-way tie between Plano, Texas, and Chandler, Arizona. That's in the Phoenix metro.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in next, Henderson, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
Then Scottsdale, Arizona.
Nice area.
Then they put San Francisco in there.
Oh,
but
please.
You don't want that. There's a big downside.
Yeah, and plus, with all the homeless and sanctuary,
yeah,
it's extremely expensive to live there.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
And that's why you end up with the high salaries and the tech jobs,
yeah,
because in order to hire somebody, you have to put down a ton of money before you even factor in their talent. Okay, this is what it would cost anyone to live here.
Yeah.
Now let's figure out what they're worth. Followed by Gilbert, Arizona, also near Phoenix. And then another three-way tie between Seattle, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Chesapeake, Virginia. Last on the list, a place you know well, Stan.
What?
Austin, Texas.
Last on the, it's not the worst place, it's the last of the top 10.
Yeah.
Austin's nice. It's a very nice area.
But out of
character for Texas, too, because it is one of the most liberal areas in Texas. Texas is a very conservative state,
mm-hmm,
but it's so huge. And Austin, the capital, is probably the most liberal
lib city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But beautiful.
But I forget, it's like, you know, top 10 list there, and four of them are all hovered around Phoenix.
Yeah, and my mother-in-law used to live out there, and I remember going out there saying, this is just nice.
And weren't we going to do that, and the Beasleys put a stop to it?
Yeah.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Baragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, as you know, the Masters is going on. And you associate the Masters with upscale stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I am here to tell you, the big action at the Masters is brought to you by Natty Light.
Ah, there's quality.
The good people at Natural Light are randomly giving away a year's worth of beer to somebody on Twitter every time a golfer makes a birdie in the final round this weekend. To enter, you have to log on Sunday and tweet birdie light and hashtag sweepstakes. If you win, lucky you, you'll receive a direct message from Natty Light himself.
All right.
If you go by last year's stats, there were 234 birdies in the final round. So you should have plenty of opportunities.
All right, good deal.
Imagine that, how life-changing that would be, a year's worth of complimentary natural light. You wouldn't have a care in the world. You'd probably pack up and head to Indiana right away.
Yep, with your old man.
Ball. A dentist in Clifton, New Jersey, named Wayne Ganji, for reasons known only to him, put up very racy Easter decorations outside his dental shop earlier this year. Five mannequins in lingerie wearing bunny ears, fishnet stockings, and holding Easter baskets.
Yeah, tracked him for a quick checkup.
Well, it's evidently a pretty impressive display. It's drawn a lot of people coming to take snapshots.
Yep.
And the city of Clifton is very clear that Dr. G isn't breaking any laws. But a woman who lives across the street from the dental practice finds this display disgusting. So on Tuesday, she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She went over to tear down the display herself. She did this as the local TV news was there doing a story on the racy display.
It looks to me like she was attention-seeking.
The neighbor's name is Desiree Mozek.
Uh-huh.
She showed up armed with a pair of scissors and began cutting the mannequins down. She dismantled them in Wayne's driveway and even removed their heads. The local TV news warned her she could get arrested or fined for destroying someone else's property, but Desiree doesn't care. She says, whatever happens, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's not clear if Dr. G is going to press charges or not. But he told the reporter he was on his way to City Hall to take care of it. And the decorations would be going back up.
Over his dead body.
Yep.
Somebody from Moorhaven texted in on the Absolute Law text line. Guys, Moorhaven only has two traffic lights, three gas stations, an Arby's, and a high school and an elementary school. That's it.
I know. It's beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous. It's God's country out there.
Every time I drive through, I think they know what they're doing.
Yep. I'm so glad she won.
Well, why don't we move to Moorhaven?
We can do that.
Probably, I think we should.
Probably get property cheap. Less expensive than, you know, close to the big city of Fort Myer.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to go to the high rent district over there in Lehigh, you know, with all their beautiful beaches.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill?
That's the truth, by the way. Eric Estrada used to come on and do his pitch to buy a home in Lehigh Acres.
And the way that they presented it, you would think Lehigh was Naples.
Yep. That you
the
were,
beach is right there.
A step away from the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Lehigh Acres.
They show people, you know, clinking cocktail glasses on the beach. Don't tell them it's a good 40 miles
yep.
away.
Eric Estrada. I wonder if those...
If you can't trust Eric...
on YouTube.
If you can't trust Eric Estrada, who can you trust?
I want to find that. I wonder if it's on... I got to look. Eric Estrada for buying property in Lehigh Acres, just inches from the beach.
Yep. It's practically in the water. A 45-year-old woman in Crossville, Tennessee, by the name of Sally Selby, popped into the Walmart around 4 a.m. Friday to do some shopping.
Okay.
All right, perfectly normal.
Fine.
45-year-old Sally wants to go grocery shopping at the Walmart 4 a.m. Friday. And, you know, at Walmart, they have a lot of things available for your convenience, like motorized shopping carts with a basket on the front.
Yep.
So she decided to avail herself of that amenity and enjoyed herself riding around on it for about 30 minutes. Then she rode out of the Walmart, did a couple of victory laps in the parking lot, and at that point, she put it into high gear and headed out onto the highway.
Right on.
Several people called the police to report a woman driving a motorized scooter in the slow lane. The police caught up to her and pulled her over. When they asked Sally the inevitable question, which would be, WTF, Sally, she replied, she was just headed to the Waffle House. It's not even a mile down the road to get some coffee. It's not clear if Sally is disabled or required the scooter in the first place. What we do know is that she's facing theft charges. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah.
I'd like some coffee. And that's the news for today, Thursday, April 11th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Mark, thank you. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock, and he will have another safe word for you to hit the G-spot, and you might just be like Brandy Farner of Moorhaven.
And be on your way to Indiana and, with your old man.
That's right. God bless her. She's raising two twins.
A doctor and a lawyer.
Yep. Well, hopefully, doctor and a lawyer. Let's get you updated one final time on traffic on your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we got here. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. North Cleveland Avenue and Pine Island Road. Then the next three are in Fort Myers. Crash. Safety Street and Summerlin Road. The next one in Fort Myers, Cemetery Road and Skates Circle. What? And then Fort Myers, crash, Cleveland Avenue and Carroll Road right by the Walgreens.
What a sweet gal.
Yeah, I'm glad
she gets
won.
A little windfall of extra cash, and the first thing she thinks is, we're going to go see our family.
That's right.
That's a good thing to spend your money on.
Yep. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I feel like I'm being judged. I feel like I'm not connecting with you guys. Shame on you. Shame on you for trying to bring me down. Okay? I have major credits. Okay? Yeah, I live with my mom, but don't charge that against me. And I'll tell you something right now. If you don't get me, you're dumb. Okay? My comedy, thank you. My comedy is for people who have some brains, okay? And if you're a hot chick. But anyway, the deal is, I'm talented. This morning I played squash with Wham. It was great. And then I went out for a 5K. I ran that in flip-flops. I am so excited to be here. Don't give me that. Don't fake it. Stop it. How dare you? You got an angry guy up here now. It's not bells and whistles now. You put me against the wall, America. And this would never happen in Texas. I'm a Jewish guy, and believe it or not, I got backup in Texas. Yeah. My nickname in Texas, the Lone Star of David, all right? So what's up with that?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock.
And we leave you this afternoon with this. I'm going to tell you something. You know, we do a lot of giveaways and stuff, and we're going to do some here in a second. But there's also a way that you can see a great show and maybe be the big winner just by simply going to 96krock.com. Get a load of this. Go to 96krock.com right now for your chance to win tickets to see Judas Priest with special guests.
Well, hold on a second. I nodded off for a second there. I thought you said, I'm sure you didn't say what I thought you said.
Judas Priest.
What?
Just listen to me. You're not eligible. You don't get. Go to 96krock.com right now for your chance to win tickets to see Judas Priest with special guests Uriah Heep.
Holy Jesus!
Can't go. Woo. This is going to happen Friday, May the 3rd.
What?
At the Hard Rock Event Center in Fort Lauderdale.
What? Why can't...
One winner.
That is the most awesome show.
That's so bitchin'.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Priest and Heap.
I'm telling you, bro.
By the way, Rob, put all phones on hold right now. All on hold. Lock them down. Here, I'll do it. Right there, like that. There we go. Beautiful.
Priest now, hold on. And Heap.
Let me show you what's going
night,
on.
Man.
That's not all.
What?
Wait a second. Give me this. And it's done online. 96krock.com. Chance to win. Judas Priest, Uriah Heep, May 3rd. It's a Friday. Hard Rock Event Center in Fort Lauderdale. One winner is going to score 4 tickets to the show, food, and limousine transportation provided by J.P. Morgan Limousines. Go to 96krock.com to register and win.
Well, I've tuned out because you said I...
You can't. You're not eligible.
Oh, man. Good Lord. What a show.
Yeah. Kick ass.
But
you're not eligible.
No.
No. You're an employee of this radio station. You an employee, Dave?
Yeah, bro. I've signed paperwork.
Then you're not eligible either.
I know, bro.
I figured you were just bumming it.
Nah,
and you
sucks.
Could probably sign.
So that's my curse.
What?
That I'm an employee here. That's the biggest problem in my life, isn't it?
There was a time. Yes, one of them. Top three. This was never the way it was in the old days. We should never have to want for a ticket to anything.
That's an amazing show.
Where we just say, hey, we're the radio station, we're in the media, we want tickets to go. It should be, here you go, Stan and Haney, but that's not the way it is anymore. Now, I'm not saying that a listener shouldn't go, and 3 of their friends, they could go too, but we should be able to go too.
That's like magic, bro. I mean, Priest alone.
I know.
But Uriah Heep and Judas Priest?
Yeah. That's a kick-ass show.
That's like a Super Bowl of rock level show.
Yep. So go to 96krock.com.
When you get a show like that, that is like either band would make me go nuts knowing that they were even playing the state of Florida, and you get them together...
You can't go.
And where are they, Stan?
Down in Fort Lauderdale, Hard Rock Event Center.
And we could gamble?
Maybe get some whores.
Dude. Oh, remember the last time you did that? And he got toilet sick in the elevator.
I passed out in an elevator,
whatever.
Stan.
You did. Haney had the game on, and you had ladies waiting. And what did you do? Go into the elevator and get toilet sick.
Dave, I started morning drinking, man.
All I want you to do... is describe the quality of women,
bro,
and what was happening before you got toilet sick.
We were out. No joke, we're out.
Yeah.
And Haney's, you know, got his game going, man, and
yeah,
I'm hanging out.
You
and I'm chugging beers, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm a big winner. I won like $250, you know, and I'm stoked, so let's hit the bar.
Give him the money.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
And the beer. And the ride.
Yeah, you did.
And the room.
Yeah, he drove it. He got there.
And I fed him.
Yeah, and I ate, dude. Thank you. But anyway, so Haney's working. Were we on the boardwalk, weren't we? Isn't that where we met him?
Well, it was.
Because they were like 6'2" models, bro. I mean, these were two supermodels.
Well, about 5'5",
right
there. Well,
I'm just, okay, let me
We were at the Hard Rock, and you know, the Hard Rock's got all the different shops and bars when you go outside. We were outside there, one of the bars.
You started talking to him, and I don't know, I disappeared, right? I kind of like, you had him, and we talked for a minute, and I remember I disappeared.
You had to do something.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably was going to use the restroom or go get a drink, but next thing I know, I wound up on the floor of an elevator going up and down.
So I'm talking to honest to God.
Oh, they were
some
gorgeous.
Of the hottest chicks that I've ever seen in person. And everything's great. They're giggling and all that.
Yeah.
And Dave disappears.
Yep.
And about 15 minutes later,
man,
they go, "Your friend just disappeared?"
So disappointed.
In yourself.
Yep.
And then my phone vibrates, and I check the text, number I don't recognize, and it says, "Your friend, toilet sick."
Yep.
He had to be carried up. The Haitian guy carried
you? Yeah, the Haitian guy got me to the room, and then
Because at first, you were going to get like a vagrancy rap or public intoxication.
Yeah, the police were starting to be called, and
sure. If you're eating and drinking and you have no money on you.
So you remember.
I didn't have an ID or nothing.
And no ID and don't know what room you're in.
No, I didn't know where I was.
Because Haney bought it all.
I didn't know where I was. I just was on an elevator going up and down. People were stepping over me and stuff.
Bing bong, bing bong.
And then the guy's like, "I got to get this guy out of here, man. He's causing a problem." And then
I am amazed that you were able to tell him.
All I know is I was propped up next to a toilet when I woke up.
So he carried you into the room and shoved your face in the toilet.
Yeah. He said, "Get it out, son.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Your friend, toilet sick."
Right. Was that the time when you came in and you were actually on salary with us, and you didn't show up until the following Wednesday and told everybody you had diverticulitis?
No, that's a different time.
Oh.
you know what they say, Stan. You can never regain
a lost. That's the truth. It's the truth.
Good times, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. It could have been a lot better times. Couldn't have. But because of you.
We're creating new ones, bro.
Not really.
No. No.
We're not?
No.
Damn.
I don't really socialize with you anymore.
Yeah, you do.
Not really. I don't like to.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.